It's time for Bookmark, the book review show on WPSU. Today's book is the story of a professional woman who suffers from early-onset Alzheimer's disease and its impact on her family. Reviewer Cheryl Bazzui has more.
Still Alice by Lisa Genova was my book club's choice for January. I read all 300 pages in one sitting because once I started reading, I couldn't stop. It knocked my socks off. It's about early-onset Alzheimer's disease and how it affects the protagonist, Alice, and her family. The author has a PhD in neuroscience from Harvard University, and her expertise is what makes this novel especially strong. Dr. Genova captured the essence of Alzheimer's despair with a powerful and compassionate voice. I am an RN and have worked with many Alzheimer's clients over the years. This is the only book I've read that hits the bullseye. Alice is a very successful professor at Harvard University. At the age of 49, she notices changes in her memory and in her ability to concentrate. At first, she shrugs off the little things, but when she goes blank while lecturing, it worries her. Then, Alice, a longtime avid runner, goes for a familiar run on Harvard Square, a block from where she's lived for 25 years. She becomes disoriented and lost. Eventually, she finds her way home, but she knows she has to see a doctor. The next day, she makes an appointment, and a few weeks later, neurotesting confirms the diagnosis of early-onset Alzheimer's disease. Only then does she tell her husband, and then their adult children. Her family members are her advocates. They're grief-stricken, fearful, but also patient. On the other hand, the people she's worked with for years begin to avoid her, people she thought were her friends. As the story goes on, the symptoms become more frequent and severe. But she is still Alice. Her husband is heartbroken as he watches the wife he loves and depends on slowly slip away. His frustration was palpable, as was Alice's. One of my favorite parts is when Alice, thrilled to hold her first grandchildren, can only refer to the twins as the pink one and the blue one. Dr. Genova self-published Still Alice in 2007. Enthusiasm from readers led to a deal with Simon & Schuster, who republished it last year. I think part of the book's popularity comes from how relevant it is. This book will strike a chord with baby boomers who secretly fear they are becoming too forgetful for comfort. I recommend this book to anyone over the age of 40.
That book is Still Alice by Lisa Genova, published by Simon & Schuster. Our reviewer, Cheryl Bazzui, is a former nurse who now writes novels under the pen name Anne McCauley. She lives in Bradford. Don't miss a single installment of Bookmark. You can follow us on Facebook. That's your Bookmark for this week. On WPSU, I'm Cynthia Berger.